98.9 KISS FM. It's most hits from the 80s, 90s, and today it's Drew and Casey, too, and in studio with us this afternoon, our numerologist, Sunita Sitara.
Sunita!
Hey.
How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Thanks for the weather. We are thanking you for this.
That's right, because I brought it in. My sister is coming for a visit on Saturday from Canada.
From Canada?
Yeah, so I told her, don't worry, I've already ordered it.
You ordered the good weather?
Well, yeah.
Where does she live? In Vancouver?
Vancouver.
Okay, so
yeah,
she's had a busy couple weeks, huh?
Yes, with the Olympics.
Yeah, it must have been exciting.
Did she get to go to any of the events?
I don't think so. I think everybody who lives there, they were just kind of getting tired of it.
Yeah.
I could see that.
They shut down all kinds of streets, and they had a tough time.
All the parties and the Olympians going crazy, those snowboarders with their troublemaking.
Yeah.
they're used to it up there.
Normally, when we have Sunita in, you do numerology.
Right.
When we were doing our Fat Tuesday party, you did tarot cards, which I didn't know you could do that.
I know. That was so much fun.
And today, though, you are a feng shui expert, and that's what we're going to talk about since it's spring.
Yes.
And everybody's kind of getting their houses ready. And
right. This is
for the
time.
Different season.
Yes.
Your website is sunitasitara.com.
Right.
So if somebody does want a numerology reading, you can go to your website
and
request it that way. But just make sure you heard it say that you heard her on the radio, so your reading is for free.
Yes, that's true. And then the feng shui, it's not really easy to do a feng shui consultation, but I definitely can do a numerology without a problem.
Okay.
Well, let's explain to people first, if they don't know exactly what feng shui is. I mean, people may have heard just the word or the name, but don't exactly know how to even incorporate it or what it means.
What to do. And do you know that Donald Trump uses feng shui for all of his casinos?
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
I didn't know
and
that.
And all of his buildings, And that man is so super rich. Yes.
So when using feng shui for a casino, is that a way to get people to lose money?
It's for a way for you to make money.
Okay, makes sense.
Well, the thing with feng shui is your house has 9 different areas, and you can energize any area that you need to get working, like finances. So there's an area for finances, for love and romance and helpful people, or your overall health. So, you know, if you're having problems with your career, a feng shui consultant can help you.
Okay.
Well, let's start with one of those topics. Let's do money. Everybody always is interested in money.
I know. So what you want to do is stand facing your house, and the far back left corner of your house is your financial area.
Okay.
And people go, but that's not where I pay my bills. It doesn't matter. That's where your finances can take hold.
Now, you're talking about your house, not your actual yard, right?
Yeah, so you're talking about your house.
Okay.
So the back left corner is your financial area, so don't have any clutter there.
Oh, really?
Yes, well, really.
That's where all the clutter is in my house. That explains a lot.
So what I want you to do is go home tonight and throw away 27 things.
27 things.
That's right.
Okay, so throwing away 27 things will help you get back. And it's got to be from the back left corner of your house?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I want you, especially you, Drew.
27 things will be easy. That room is a mess.
Yes, and that doesn't mean that you're going to say, I'm going to get rid of them. It's like I am getting rid of them.
Okay.
That's interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
Mine's clear.
Okay.
I mean, seriously, there's nothing there.
Okay,
but a chair.
Cool. Yes. That's very
there's
good.
There's a chair sitting there, so.
That's excellent.
I think I'm okay.
Yes, you are good.
We're going to open up our phones at 460-9899, *989 on your AT&T wireless. If you have some feng shui questions for Sunita today, maybe about romance.
Yes. Romance, career. Finances, overall health. If you want to figure out what's happening with your spirituality, I can help you with that.
You know, I was reading your newsletter, and your tip for the month was to wipe off your ceiling fan blades and to wipe off the top of your bookcases and dressers because you're, what was your thought on that? You're getting rid of the dust?
When you have dust, that means you have a lot of stagnant energy, and that means that you are not being at your very best. So I'm so glad you read the whole.
I did.
Whoa!
See?
I know.
She's our researcher. She's good.
I'm a fan.
Well, thank you. Thank you. And Drew, did you read the feng shui newsletter?
I don't even think I got it emailed to me. Thanks a lot.
I sent it to him.
I think he got it.
He's just, look at him. He's being harassed.
See?
Will tell you.
That's why my office is a mess, and that's why I'm not making enough money.
I cleaned it in my bedroom so far.
Good.
I did the fans,
excellent.
And I did all the dressers and the top of the entertainment center and all that
and
stuff.
And didn't you feel better, Casey?
I did, actually.
Yes.
I did feel better.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't feeling well last week.
I remember. I heard you.
All of a sudden, I got rid of the dust, and I put a humidifier in there,
yes.
and I'm like, bam!
Oh.
There you go.
A new woman.
All right. great. I got to go clean tonight.
That's right.
Cancel the plans.
460-9899-9 on your AT&T wireless. If you have a feng shui question that you'd like Sunita to answer, give us a call. It's Drew and Casey on 98.9 KISS FM. Drew and Casey on 98.9 KISS FM. Most hits from the 80s, 90s, and today. Live in studio with us, Sunita Sitara. You're usually our numerologist, but today you're our feng shui expert.
Yes, I decided we should just change it up a little bit. It's springtime. We need to bring in new energy.
Well, and this is really interesting. Just the stuff we're talking about off the air is really interesting. So
briefly, we were talking about selling houses and how you can sell a house better. You say, A, do the St. Joseph statue.
Upside down. And have him facing out.
In the front yard.
In the front yard. Have him facing the road.
Yeah. And see, now that's like an old Catholic tradition that I didn't know actually played in the feng shui, too.
It does. It's amazing. I did that for a house in Shawnee. It sold in about a month.
And then you also said have 9 red carnations somewhere in the house on the day of your open house.
Open house. Huh. On the day of the open house, it's a very good idea to have. I like 9 red roses, but they're so expensive and they die so quickly. So 9 red carnations is the way I go now.
Okay, as long as they're red, right?
It has to be red and it has to be 9. Right.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And they have to be alive. I mean, alive. It can't be silk.
Yes. I've thought about the silk, and I don't know. That might be something I might try because I do silk flowers and things like that, but I like the fresh energy. So, go with that.
Hey, 9 flowers. Come on. To sell a house. I think that's worth it.
Yeah, totally.
You can do it.
Right.
Well, we're going to take some calls for you today. First one up is Sarah. Hi, Sarah.
Hi there.
Tell us your question. What's your question for Sunita?
Well, Sunita's talking about the clutter in the home and the finances, but mine is more geared towards career and career change and career and life balance. My house is really, really cluttered. I have 3 kids, and I work, my husband works, and I have a job interview coming up. Okay. I actually am employed right now, and I'm wanting a career change, so I didn't know what I should do in the home or what area of the home affects that so that I can have more of a positive change in my career.
Well, what I want you to do is hang a chime by your front door. That would be really great for your career. Can you do that, you think?
Like a clock?
No, a chime.
Like a wind chime?
A wind chime.
Okay.
Yeah, a wind chime. Do you have a wind chime?
I don't.
Okay, go out and get one.
Now, should it be inside or outside?
Outside on your front porch, by your front door or something like that. And the other thing I'd like for you to do is get rid of about 27 things when you go home tonight.
27 things. Okay, is it from a specific house? Like he has to, from a specific area like he has to do, or is it anywhere?
Well, I just would like for you to clear out, you said you have clutter. The more clutter you're going to clear out, the better your opportunities are going to be. So just kind of like go through things that you don't like in your house, get rid of them because they hold on to negative energy.
There's a lot in there I don't like.
Well, hey, maybe double it, triple it. Yeah. If you can get more than 27, that's great.
Yeah, but at least 27 things and do it today and hang the chime today. And, you can always, you have my email address, go to my website. You can send me an email about this question and I won't charge you and I'll be more than happy to help you.
You always take great care of our listeners. We appreciate that.
Thanks, Sarah, for calling.
Thank you.
What does the chime do outside? What is the theory behind it?
The theory behind that is that it carries your name in the wind.
Okay.
And it lets people know about you, and that's a really great cure.
Oh, okay.
It's very easy. Just do it by your front door.
We're going to take a break real quick, and we'll come back. We've got a couple more questions for you. 460-9899, *989 on your AT&T wireless. Got Sunita Sitara in studio today. We're talking feng shui. It's Drew and Casey on KISS. And today, 98.9 KISS FM, Drew and Casey. Got time for a few more of your questions for Sunita Sitara, our numerologist / feng shui expert.
Yes, here I am.
Here you are. And we just talked about career changes. And we've got some more callers on the phone. And Lynette is up. She's been holding for a while.
Okay.
Hi, Lynette. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great.
I'm excited to get to talk with you.
Oh, good. Tell us your question. What's your question for Sunita?
Well, it was a two-part question. I was going to ask about finance, but I think you probably answered that. The back left side of my house is my bedroom, and it's completely nice and neat. So
good.
The real question is about love and romance. I've been divorced for 7-8 years, and I'm okay. older, but I'm not sure that that's what I want to do, but I just wanted to see what you have to think about that.
Okay, so do you have stuff that's stored under your bed?
No.
Okay, that's very good, because that's a no-no for any time you want to have any kind of romance. Now, the love and romance area of your home is when you're standing and looking at your front door. It's the far right-hand corner of your house. What is the far right-hand corner of your house?
Oh, that's my garage.
Okay, so that's the reason.
Why would they need some help.
Yes.
What were they thinking when they made these houses? They should have talked to you, Sunita.
They should have.
I know.
Everybody needs to call me, okay, people? You want good weather? Call me.
Okay.
Yes. So clean out your garage. I know that's a really tough one, but bring out a vase that's white in color and put 2 pink silk roses in it and stick it in your garage. But you basically are going to have to get rid of a lot of things out of your garage if that's your love and romance area.
Oh, that's going to be a big job. And every time I clean it out, it seems like it's the next day it's full again.
I know. You're
okay.
going to have... Yeah.
So should she do the 27 items?
Yes,
okay.
Get rid of 27 items. When you go home today, get the vase, put the 2 pink roses in it, and just maybe even put up pictures of 2 lovebirds or... 2 swans, something in couples that you want to send the message out that you are ready for being a couple.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
Good
okay.
luck, Lynette.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you
for calling. Okay, so finances are on your back left corner.
Right.
Romance is on your back right corner.
Right.
Don't
yes.
have any of those cluttered.
Yes, exactly. Don't have any of your house cluttered.
Well,
people.
And it's interesting when you say stuff under the bed. So
yes.
if anybody's even got those beds with the drawers that they have
yeah.
built in underneath or
yeah.
those big bins that you pile stuff
yes.
in, that's not good.
That's
huh?
not good. And you don't want to have, you know, work related things. There are only 2 things that should be going on in your bedroom.
Sleep and not sleep, right? That's why I say no TVs in the bedroom either.
That's right. Sleep and intimacy, and that's it.
Let's get Shelly on the line real quick.
Okay.
Hi, Shelly.
Hi.
Hello. What's your question for Sunita?
Well, mine's about finance also.
Okay.
And I know she's answered it, and my house is pretty cluttered all over.
Oh.
But I actually have 2 left corners of my house because my house is kind of L-shaped. Which one of those is...
Oh, okay. You got to look at your front door. Whether your house is L-shaped or not, you only have 1 left-hand
corner. Is it the one that's very, very far back?
It's the very, very far back.
To the far left.
Okay.
So you want
yeah.
the very far back one.
Very far
okay.
back to the left, yes.
And so, and should I just get rid of 27 things somewhere in my house, even though that's really not the cluttered area?
Yeah, you know, it's always, I'll tell you the reason for getting rid of 27 things is it kind of gets you going. It's a game. You get rid of 27, but you end up getting rid of more than that. And that means just kind of out of your house and thrown away or given away, one or the other. But they can't live in your house, especially things you don't like, don't get to live with you.
Okay.
It's that simple.
Only things you like get to live with you.
Only things you actually love get to live with you.
Oh. Well,
yeah.
that's good. I mean, and getting rid of clutter, I would imagine, helps for all kinds
yes,
of things.
Yes, yes.
And dusting, too. That helps, too.
Dusting is huge. It's amazing. So, yes. But get rid of the 27 things and then, you know, just kind of clear out the clutter. And the other thing is you can have silk plants, like green silk plants, in that left-hand corner of your home. That also brings in finances.
Very nice.
Okay.
Thank you for holding, Shelly. Thanks for your call today. Thank you so much for coming in.
I love it here.
This is
we
very interesting.
I know.
We all have some homework to do tonight.
You do. And, you know, we should do feng shui maybe a little bit more often.
I like it.
All right. Yeah. You talked us into it.
Okay.
Hey, anything for more money, more love, and whatever else you could think
and
of.
And good health. And, you know,
yeah.
travel, if you want to really energize your travel. I mean, I put an angel where my travel area is. And you know how much I've been traveling
yes.
lately.
You
yeah.
have a travel area?
Yeah.
What is
a
travel
house?
Area?
The travel area is when you're facing your house, it's the front right hand.
Okay.
Oh.
The very front right hand.
Does the angel pay for the trip?
You know, I actually have to work for the money.
Ah!
Well, if you want to ask ask her a question on numerology or a question on feng shui, sunitasitara.com is the website. So you mentioned it here and it'll be free.
It'll be free. That's
And we'll see you next month.
Oh, I would love it.
Thank you, Sunita.
Thank you.
It's Drew and Casey on 98.9 KISS FM.
First traffic on 98.9 KISS FM.
Good afternoon. There is one accident working on the city streets. Council Road southbound at I-40. Buckle up and be safe. That's First Traffic, and I'm Carissa Centipede.
Coming up on Drew and Casey 2 on 98.9 KISS FM.
Coming up next, we've got our afternoon audio. Sarah Palin was on The Tonight Show last night, but she did some stand-up. It wasn't an interview. She did a stand-up routine, and she actually was pretty darn funny. We'll play some of it back next on KISS.
Every couple has their own approach to saving money.
I am a